Welcome back to the OU's Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. I'm your host, Naftali Herman. It's great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Rivi'i, the 21st day of the month of Cheshvan. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. You can access anytime on demand our past podcasts, our past Tehillim programs for now almost a year and a half plus at ou.org/Tehillim. That's ou.org/Tehillim. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yiswine of Young Israel Ish in Las Vegas, Nevada, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Wine slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. It will be followed, as always, by the Mishaberach Lecholim with a nice, sizable pause. And then we'll conclude with the recitation of Achenu. What a pleasure and honor it is to welcome Rabbi Wine back to the Daily Call, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Wine.
Hey, thank you so much. I want to express my gratitude to the OU and Rabbi Posey and Natalia Herman. Thank you for including me in this very, very important project. So there's a great line from the Kutzker Rebbe who said that a person should not, don't sin because it's forbidden to sin. A person should not sin because they're so busy doing good things for the world. They're doing mitzvahs, they're connecting with the Almighty, and they're really accomplishing wonderful things. That's the reason not to sin, because you're just involved in doing so many great stuff all the time, you just don't have time for it. I know personally there's many days I have literally forgotten to eat lunch because, you know, after my morning learning schedule and then you get involved with community activities and you get this person and that person, other obligations, you're so involved with important things, you just kind of forget to do things that are less important. So the question really is, how do you get inspired? How do you get really going quickly and in a strong way, with enthusiasm, in order to do all the mitzvahs, connect with Hashem, and behave in such a manner of excitement. So the concept is the reason makdim in the mitzvah is that a person who's zariz, who's zealous, that actually precedes the mitzvah. So the Gemara tells us that one of the great examples of someone who was very zealous was our forefather Abraham, when he was commanded to sacrifice his son Yitzchak, the son who he prayed for, he did mitzvahs for, he waited for Yitzchak at a very advanced age, and then God said, you know what, go sacrifice him, go kill him, and he got up early in the morning. The Torah says that Yalkam Avraham Baboker, Avraham got up early in the morning in order to do the will of the Lord. And that's the example of mitzvahs. What's interesting, I think, is the implied message behind the verse. If Avram had to get up early in the morning to sacrifice his son, if he was excited to get up early in the morning to sacrifice his son, what was he doing before he got up? So if none of you are muted, you're all saying, well, he was sleeping. So now my question to you is, if God came to you and said, sacrifice your son to me, could you get a good night's sleep? Who is sleeping with that weighing over their head? The only way that Abraham could get a good night's sleep before he sacrificed his son is if he knew with complete confidence that every command that God gave him was for his benefit, was for his good. And so he knows, listen, the Almighty wants me to sacrifice my son. It's for my son's benefit, even though I might not understand it. It's for my benefit, even though I might not understand it. And because God loves me more than I could love my own children, you know what? I will get a good night's sleep. and I'll be calm, and then I will get up early in the morning to do the will of the Almighty. And really, it is that measure of betachon, of true trust in God, that God, all these commandments, that they're for our benefit. That's how we can do that with zrizus, with excitement and alacrity and agility. You know, it's an amazing thing. There's so often people cut corners in their mixtures of observance. They cut corners. They don't, perhaps they don't pray as much as they should, or they don't give as much tzedakah, charity as they should. Maybe when it comes to a law of Hilchos Shabbos or kashrus, they just kind of cut corners a little bit. But the reason people cut corners is because they're not really, they know that it's God wants them, what God wants them to do. But they don't feel that it's for their benefit. And so what we need to do is to every day take a few moments and thank Hashem for all the mitzvahs. Thank Hashem for all the blessings He's given us and the opportunities to do these mitzvahs. You know, don't view it like, I have to give tzedakah. I have to go to Minyan. I have to, like, keep Shabbos. View it like, get to give tzedakah. I get to go to Minyan. I get to keep Shabbos. I get to have guests in my house. What an amazing opportunity. And sure enough, when someone were to come to you and present you, ask you to do a mitzvah, ask you for help, our response, whether we can fulfill their request or not, should be, thank you so much for asking me. I appreciate that you brought the opportunity to my attention. And if I can't help, I will help. You can't always help. But if you can, we should be so grateful for the opportunity to do these things. And that's really what it's about here. If I can indulge you for one more quick story from the Talmud. There was a rabbi, his name was Rabbi Avahu, and he was a great rabbi, big Talmud Chacham. What happened was he had a Turgaman, a translator, who would every day, you know, speak loudly so people could hear the words of Rabbi Avahu, and also sometimes, you know, translate things in a less complicated way so the general population could understand it better. Well, one day the translator's wife saw Rebbetzin Avahu in the shuk, in the marketplace, and went up to her and said, you know, my husband is just as big a Torah scholar as yours. You know, my husband, he knows everything that your husband knows. He's as brilliant as your husband. Rebbetzin Avahu was very upset at that. She felt her husband's honor had been slighted. She goes home and she says to her husband, can you believe that the Mrs. Translator over there, what chutzpah she has. And Rabbi Avahu said the following. He said, what difference does it make who is more brilliant? What difference does it make who is a bigger Talmud Chacham? The important thing is that both of us together are able to spread Torah in a way that all the Jewish people know exactly what the Almighty wants from them, exactly what God wants from them. So that, Rabbi Avahu, he understands the roots of Zrizus. It's not about one's ego or their desires. It's about appreciating that it's doing God's will and knowing that doing God's will is important for us personally, and spreading God's will is very, very important. And having that full recognition of when we do a mitzvah, when we help others fulfill the Almighty's will, it is for our benefit and it brings benefit to others. So with that, we should pick a mitzvah, do it with a little more joy, a little more enthusiasm, and by doing so, we should bring blessing to many other people as well. So, with that, let's begin saying our daily Tehillim. We're going to start off with Perek Tov, at chapter 20. Lamatzeach Mizmor LeDavid Yamcha Adonai B'yom Tora Yisagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov Yishalach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadeka Yizkor Kol Minchasecha V'latcha Yidash Ne'sela Yitain Lecha Chilvavecha V'chol Atzascha Yimalei Meranana V'shuasecha V'shem Eloheinu Nidgol Yimalei Adonai Kol ish alasechom, ata yadati ki hoshia adenoi, mishicho ya'anehu mishmei kacho, vigvoros geisha yeminao,
Eile Vorecha Ve'eva Batusim Ve'anachnu B'shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir Hema Kar'u V'nafalu Ve'anachnu Kamnu V'nis Odod Adonai Hoshia HaMelech Ya'aneinu V'yom Kareinu. Chapter 23, Chaf Gimel. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai ro'i lo echsar, bin ois desha yarbiteini, amei menuchos yinahaleini, nafshi yishove, yancheini v'magwe tzedek leman shemarom, gam ki elech v'gei tamodes, lo ira ra ki ata imadi, Shivtecha u'mishantecha hema yenachamuni. Tarof lefonai shulchan neged tzoroi. Yishanto v'shemen roshi tosi revayo. Ach tov v'chesed yudafuni kol yemei chayai. V'shavti v'veis Adonai l'orech yomim. Please join me now on chapter 121. Shir l'amavoi sesoinoi el ha'ori me'ayin yavo ezri ezri me'im adonoi o'usei shemayin v'ovet al yitain v'mot raglechom al yanum shomrechom hine lo yanum v'lo yisham Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomrecho, Adonai Tzilcho, Al Yad Yeminecho, Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakecho, Yoreach Balaylo, Adonai Yishmarcho Mikol Ro, Yishmor Es Nafshechom, Adonai Yishmar Tizcho, Buecho Miato V'yad Oilom. Now the last film for today will be chapter Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir Hamalos Memamakim Kurosicha Adenoi Adenoi Shimo Vikoli Tienos Necha Kashubos Lokol Tachaninoi Im Avanos Tishmor Ya Adenoi Mi Yaamod Kim ha atliha lema'an tivoreg. Kivisi Adonai. Yiso nafshi v'libero acholti. Nafshi l'Adonai. Yishamrim laboker shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai. Kim Adonai achesed. V'arbe imo padus. Vahu yifte es Yisrael, mikol avanasho. I will now recite the Mishaberach, the prayer for the sick, and I will pause to allow all of you to add in your particular names. You know, the Young Israel Aish of Las Vegas, when I say this on Shabbos morning, I have everyone stand and say the name out loud so everyone can hear the name and everyone can pray for the people that are sick together. So it's more of a public form. Again, I don't have the ability to do that now, but it is very, very inspiring to know who everyone is praying for. But you should tell others. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Ushlamo Hu Yivarech Rapei Esach Olim. Bavur shanach nitzei nitzaka bavuro bischar zah kodesh baruchu yemalei rachamim aleihem machomam v'fuasam v'lahazikam v'ahayosam v'yishlach lehem me'ro refua shleimah min ha'shamayim v'so shach ole Yisrael Refuas HaNefesh, Refuas HaGuf, Hashta Bagalav Yizman Kaliv, V'Nemar Amen. I'll now conclude with the Achenu prayer that asks the Almighty to have mercy on the entire Jewish people. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim v'tzara v'shivya, hom din bein v'yam v'vein v'yavasha, hamakom yirachem aleihem, yotiyem v'tzara livraha, v'me'afala la'ora, mishivud l'gula, hashta bagala v'yizman karib, v'namar, amen.
Amen. Zaire Git, thank you so much, Rabbi Wein. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need, whatever it may be that we are praying for, may all of our tefillot be answered with tova for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. for our next scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.